Right now, though, we are just about 2 weeks away from the start of the NBA's regular season. Hornets. I get something wrong like that every single day.
Well, you might have been hearing Brendan and I's conversation about the Panthers. Because we were talking about
Yes, it is a disaster. so are the Hornets. Miles Bridges was supposed to come back this year. There is a suspension involved. Who knew that he violated the terms of his probation for domestic violence and threw billiard balls at the car of the mother of his children. His current girlfriend got involved. The kids were in the car. And this looks like it's going to end in a place where Miles Bridges doesn't want to be. Brendan Witta joins us at HU Cosell on Twitter. You have covered the Hornets for a long time. What's going on? How is this playing out?
I don't know how this is going to play out. And you mentioned it, that this is all stemming from a violation of the protective order from January. So this has been I would assume, and maybe that's not a fair assumption, but I would assume that the team has known about this for quite some time. He had a warrant issued for him. But I think it's the details involved about what happened that make it particularly scary. The original victim of what had occurred, I think they were boyfriend and girlfriend, Tom. There does seem to be some sort of mixed reporting about whether or not they got married at any given point in the interim. But she had mentioned before all her social media became private that this had not been the first time that this occurred.
Right,
and that was kind of, she had Instagram, she had pics, she had a long post about exactly kind of the detailing some of these issues and the initial injuries. As kind of they get rolled out when he originally gets arrested, we're talking about fracture of the ocular bone. You're talking about like real scary concussions. Yeah. You're talking about like violence. You're talking about pure violence. And a part of his plea agreement was, hey, we're not going to accept any response. We're not going to plead guilty or innocent, but we will accept these parameters in terms of how you need to comport yourself in order to stay in good standing. And part of that was therapy. He had therapy as parental therapy because, again, the children were involved the first time. They were able to witness what occurred to their mother. That was an additional charge on top of the assault charge that he caught. And it's scary because taking it out of sports, not being able to stay away, not being able to no longer be violent towards this person, escalation of violence in some instances. Those are things that usually lead to more and more dangerous and sometimes mm-hmm. deadly results.
Brendan,
they made the decision.
Yep.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm
just saying they made the decision to stick with it.
Right.
And he wasn't able to go a whole season without violating what are pretty standard parameters about no contact. And it makes the organization look extremely bad for doubling down on, hey, we're not going to cut him. We're going to keep him, and we're going to keep him a part of this organization despite the very serious charges. And we're going to move forward with him. And then he can't make it a season without it. It makes the team look like it made a terrible decision, and it makes a bad decision look worse, perhaps.
Brendan Witta is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. I think what makes it even look worse is that he has continued to practice with the team, and like, we don't have to go, the Charlotte Hornets and the city of Charlotte and their fans have a very, very tortured history of bad behavior within the basketball team. Now, whether or not, which, you know, it was the owner previous before they left for Charlotte, before they left for New Orleans, there's just, it seems like there's nothing good about this. I think their fans want the team to simply cut bait and just, he's not ours anymore. I realize that there is you want to get him help because he is a father and you don't want to completely toss him aside, But as a basketball matter, I don't see how these two entities move forward.
With Sotyktu for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, you could show off your skin again. And you know what that means?
Beach day.
As a TYK2 inhibitor, Sotyktu is the only once-daily pill of its kind for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Ask your dermatologist about Sotyktu today and learn more at SoClearlyYou.com. That's SoClearlyYou.com. Sotyktu, deucravacitinib, is a prescription treatment for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from systemic therapy or phototherapy. Don't take if you're allergic to Sotyktu. Serious reactions can occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections, including tuberculosis. Sotyktu can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Serious infections, cancers including lymphoma, muscle problems, and changes in certain labs have occurred. Tell your doctor if you have a history of these events, or if you have an infection or symptoms like fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you have history of hepatitis B or C, liver or kidney problems, high triglycerides, or had a vaccine or plan to. Sotyktu inhibits TYK2, which is part of the JAK family. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors who use a JAK inhibitor are at increased risk for certain side effects, sometimes fatal. It's unknown if Sotyktu has the same risks as JAK inhibitors. Call 1-888-SOTYKTU to learn more.
I don't either. And you saw what happened with Kevin Porter Jr. with the Houston Rockets. They ended up trading him to the Thunder. He will be waived. He was accused of something similar. His accusation is still not as far along. There haven't been any plea agreements. There hasn't been a trial. Like that's still I think they actually dropped one of the charges that he was facing. So that's still early on, but they were still willing to move on from him. The thing you mentioned, the basketball side of it, that's what kept him around. Because I'll give you another guy that's no longer with the team. And he was a first round pick a couple years ago. That's Kai Jones. I think he was the 19th pick for them. And he is no longer with the team. They waived him because he was behaving really erratically on social media. What was going on. And so he was asked to take some time off, essentially, this offseason. But they said they were still in contact with him and were going to help him however possible. But then they ended up waiving him. And so there's a juxtaposition there with somebody maybe behaving erratically, maybe being not a great teammate. Oh, we'll cut him immediately, but we're going to hold on to Miles Bridges. And the difference is because Bridges is a bigger and better prospect in terms of just basketball and had more value to the team.
Right.
For Kai, they were willing to get rid of him quickly. Bridges, they've been dragging their feet. They had started putting Bridges back on their social media.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, and that's something they didn't do at all. That I was very, very cognizant of the fact that he was nowhere, even in the background of a lot of those pictures or in the video, he was nowhere to be found. This offseason, they put him a lot closer to front and center because, if we're being honest, he's an all-star caliber sort of player when he left. And that him being on the team this year, it was going to be huge for that squad in terms of the depth, particularly at the wing position and particularly at a place where they have really, really missed out on having a lot of talent. They're going to have him and Brandon Miller and Gordon Hayward. And suddenly that looked like, hey, this team that is, I think was at 30.5 for the over-under on the wins, suddenly it's looking like this team could make a playoff. And so that's why he's on there. I mean, and there's no question about that. I don't know what the future holds for them, but it is hard to believe that they're going to go – that they're going to keep on this track. But again, if they knew about this since January, nothing has changed for them, really.
So let me get to at least one more thing here. Brendan Woodard at HU Cosell on Twitter. James Harden is not showing. look, it's James Harden and the Philadelphia 76ers. He opted in, and now he's not. Now he's not showing up. I mean, this whole thing is silly. If he didn't want to be there, he should have opted out. But, you know, he was opting in so they could trade him. But nobody wants him. Only one team. It's a bidding war of one. The Los Angeles Clippers are apparently the only team that wants James Harden. And my question to you, Brendan, is why?
He led the league in assists last year.
Right?
He was actually pretty healthy, which for a team that has two superstars in the Clippers who are constantly injured, having a guy that can eat up minutes and keeping somebody like that on the floor at all times would be huge for them. He is a monster talent. He had a great season last year.
Right.
That's why. Right, but, like you're willing to put up with more for.
But
for
when we
players.
Get to the playoffs, and Paul George and Kawhi Leonard are healthy,
Whoa. And what's happening in the playoffs for the Clippers? Say that. Run that one back one more time. See, if that were the case, they wouldn't be worried about Harden.
All right.
That's never
it's
the
a good
case.
Point. It's a good point. I walked right into that. I just, like, it was nighttime. The lights are off, and I just walked right into the door. That is an own goal on my part. All right. But finally, how good are the Milwaukee Bucks now? You and I probably have been on opposite sides of this. I have never looked at Chris Middleton as a number two. I have always looked at Middleton as a three. Seems like they've got a number two now to Giannis with Damian Lillard. How good can that team be?
I think they'd be phenomenal. I do think they will take a step back defensively. I think you just will, because Drew is a much better defender than Lillard is considered to be one of the best perimeter defenders in the league. And that's certainly not Dame, but Dame opens up so many things offensively for them. I'm excited to see how he works off ball, because I think he'll be off ball a good amount, because just while Giannis scores in the paint, he does it kind of an unconventional way. And there's a lot of kind of, you know, letting him just start at the top and just building up a runway and hurling himself into about three or four defenders. But he's going to keep so many more defenses honest about sticking with Damian Lillard, because you know at any given point he can go for 60 or 70 points, and that's not an exaggeration. And so to have that sort of scoring power, but particularly late in games, half court sets, Giannis is great. His limitation as a free throw shooter and as just a regular shooter can mean that you don't always feel comfortable going with him. And sometimes Middleton is the guy that's taking that last shot. Now you have yet another guy that it feels a lot more comfortable than Drew did usually in those scenarios. I think they're going to be great. Like defensively, I have my issues, and I'm interested to see how they go. But I think that they're a better team than they were before they made the trade.
Yeah, this is also a response to Giannis saying, "You got to prove to me that you're serious about this before I commit to another long term deal." Brendan Whitted at HU Cosell on Twitter. Bison Express, go check that out, my man. Appreciate your time. I will talk to you very soon.
I love it. Thank you, man.